今天很高兴我们请到 Elder Dennis 来到我们当中，然后 Sarah 姐妹会为他做翻译我在这里非常简短的给他一个介绍，然后为他们祷告，就把时间交给Elder Dennis。其实Dennis 长老呢是在很久以前，刚才我们的主席说了，我们教会是60年代的一个查经班，然后80年代的教会成立教会成立的时候呢，Dennis 长老就在这个地方，所以非常的欢迎他再次回到我们当中来。然后我介绍有不足的地方，等一下他自己会补充哈。所以我们就一起来祷告。天父，我们谢谢你把 Elder Dennis 带到我们当中分享神你自己的话语谢谢你，求你就赐给他真理的心，赐给他明辨的心，你给他按照正义来分解真理的道，让我们每一个人听到就能够通达，就能够有智慧，就能够被你的真理来改变谢谢神，你要改变我们，你要拯救我们，你要让我们悔改归向你求神就把你自己的话语显明出来解释清楚，让我们每一个人有一颗谦虚受教的心。我们也特别为长老祷告，也为我们的翻译祷告，让我们无论是讲的人还是听的人，我们同感一灵，共同进入到你的真理当中特别我们也纪念到我们会众当中有一些身体软弱的就是徐耀环弟兄正在医院里面照看他的太太，我们求你就医治徐太太，使他早日的康复也医治我们会众当中有身体疲累的软弱的每一个，你都医治安慰增添力量。我们把以下的时间恭恭敬敬仰望在你的手中，求你一一的祝福带领我们进入到你的荣耀，进入到你的同在，你的真理，你的安慰，你的医治当中来，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
It is a joy for me to be here this morning with you.
很高兴今天带到你的中间
My wife tells me that God has a sense of humor.
我的妻子告诉我，就说这个很好笑。
I own a driving range, and I'm a golf driving range, and I'm not a golfer.
他说，你是打高尔夫球的。
I was part of the group that helped to start the Chinese church, and I don't speak Chinese.
就是有一群人开始，我是其中的一个开始这个中国教会的，但是我不是中国人。
But I'm thankful that God loves us all.
但是感谢主，上帝爱我们所有的人。
And His church encompasses the whole world.
教会就是可以延伸到全世界的。
All people, yeah.
教会就是一个总和全世界所有的人的一个地方。
I wonder if you watched the Olympics this past summer.
上个月你们有没有看奥运会呢
？Especially the swimming events.
特别是游泳项目。
The greatest swimmer of those games was Michael Phelps, an American.
最有名的就是你们都知道那个。What's the Chinese name? Mike Fears.
He won all the events except one.
他赢了所有的，除了其中一个。
That was 100 meters butterfly stroke.
是100米蝶泳。
Who won that event?
谁赢了那个项目呢？
A swimmer from tiny Singapore.
从新加坡来的一位游泳健将。
I grew up in Singapore.
我在新加坡长大。
So I cheered for the swimmer from Singapore.
所以我为那个新加坡的游泳健将欢呼。
Singapore also has another distinction, another very important feature.
新加坡还有一个非常有特点的。
It is the world's most expensive city in which to live.
它是世界上最贵的，就居住条件，居住最贵的一个地方。
50 years ago, about 50 years ago, Singapore became independent from Great Britain.
50年以前，新加坡从英国英大不列颠帝王国独立。
When Singapore became independent, it was like a third world country.
当新加坡刚刚独立的时候，是一个第三世界的国家。
Today, Singapore probably is more modern than New York City.
今天新加坡比纽约还要现代。
Certainly richer.
Richer
than New York City.
是比纽约还要富有的。
If the government were to give away the money from Singapore, every Singapore citizen, man, woman, and child will get about $100,000.
如果新加坡政府给新加坡所有的人啊钱的话，他们可以拿到一千美金。
In America, we all owe the government $100,000.
在美国的话，每个人像美国政府欠我们每个人10万块。
How can a small, tiny island go from third world to become probably the most wealthy country per person in the world?
一个小小的岛屿怎么会成为第三世界的岛屿？怎么会成为一个富有的国家呢？
When we seek to understand, we see that when the British left, they left something.
我们知道，当英国人离开新加坡的时候，他们也留下了一些重要的东西。
The British had many faults. They were not the best of rulers.
英国有很多并不是好的统治者。
I know because my sister was married to an Englishman.
因为我的姐姐嫁给了一个英国人。
But for all their faults, they left something behind that was like a gift to Singapore.
但他们的确留下了一些对新加坡人来说是很贵重的礼物。
It was their system of government.
就是政府的机构。
It was how they set up the country to be governed and led by good people.
就是他们设置了一个政府的机构，就是这个政府可以有很好的人来管理。
In a far greater way, when Jesus left this earth, he left a gift to his people.
当主耶稣基督升天的时候，他也留下了很宝贵的礼物。
He left a system of government for the church to be governed and the church to be led.
他也留下了就是怎么样管理教会的一个机构。
And I hope that when you begin to read the Bible, the New Testament, you will see that the gift that Jesus left behind, which are his servant leaders, that gift was meant for our blessing.
所以当你读新约的时候，我希望你也能看到上帝留给的这个教会的礼物。
I don't have time this morning to read the whole chapter of Acts chapter 20.
我今天早上没有很多的时间把使徒行传20章全部的读完。
I will just refer to this chapter in Acts 20 because it is a very important part of the New Testament.
但是我要引用使徒行传20章，因为这是非常重要的一章。
Paul is on his third missionary journey.
保罗在他第三次宣教行程中。
And he's going back to Jerusalem, and he wants to get to Jerusalem by a certain time.
他想要回到耶路撒冷，他要在一定的时间回到耶路撒冷。
And so he takes a ship, but instead of stopping at Ephesus, he stops at a small town about 30 miles south.
他想坐船到
Ephesus.
他想到坐船到以弗所书，但是他停在了离以弗所南部30里的地方。
And from the small town of Miletus, he calls for the elders of the church.
他在这个地方就是亚朔，他让所有教会的长老都来这里。
Who are these elders?
从米利都，这些长老是谁呢？
What is their task, their duty?
他们的职分和他们的工作是什么呢？
And why does Paul call for them?
为什么保罗要把他们找来？
This morning I'd like us to think about first the office of the elder.
今早上我想跟大家先讨论这个长老的职分。
The office of elder we find first of all in the Old Testament.
长老的职分我们先是在旧约中找到。
In Exodus chapter 18, we have the account of Moses and his father-in-law.
那在出埃及记十八章，我们看到摩西和他的岳父叶忒罗的对话。
His father-in-law of Moses, a man by the name of Jethro, saw that Moses was so busy in leading the people.
摩西的岳父叶忒罗看到摩西那么忙碌，他管理这帮那个以色列人的时候太忙碌。
Moses had led them out of Egypt, and now they're in the desert.
现在你把他们从埃及带出来，现在他们到了旷野。
And wherever you have a group of people, you're always going to have conflict or fighting.
只要你有一群人在这里，一定就会有争论和冲突。
And so Moses spent his time in helping people to resolve the conflict, their dispute.
所以摩西花大量的时间帮助这些人解决矛盾和冲突。
And his father-in-law saw that Moses was going to wear himself out.
所以他的岳父叶忒罗看到摩西要把自己弄得精疲力尽。
And said, Moses, listen to me.
所以他说摩西听我说。
Appoint men who can help you in the work.
你要指定一些人来帮助你
and get them to relieve you of some of the heavy burden you have.
来让他们来帮助你，能够就是分担一些你的重担。
And so Moses, he listened to his father-in-law.
所以摩西听从了他岳父叶忒罗的建议。
Every man should listen to his father-in-law.
每一个男人都应该听他岳父的劝告。
It will save you many problems.
那样会帮助你在很多的事情上帮助你。
I speak from experience.
我有这样的体验。
Moses listened and God blessed.
摩西听从了他的岳父，所以上帝就祝福了他。
When you come to the New Testament, you find also that God establishedelders alongside of the apostles to help them in the work of the church.
你来到新约，你也发现就是上帝让使徒也来治理教会。
In Acts chapter 15, we read about the council in Jerusalem.
在使徒行传十五章，我们读到耶路撒冷的会议。
This council was brought together because there was a problem that came up in one of the churches outside.
这个会议被提出是因为在耶路撒冷之外的一个教会中产生的问题。
False teaching had come into the church in Antioch.
安提阿教会有错误的教导出现。
Antioch was about 300 miles north of Jerusalem.
安提阿大概是耶路撒冷往北300里远。
And so the leaders sent Paul and Barnabas back to Jerusalem to have the church to consider the problem.
所以保罗和巴拿巴就被派回耶路撒冷教会来解决这个问题。
The problem had to do with false teaching.
这个问题是由错误的教导引起的。
The false teaching was that someone, in order to be saved, had to become like a Jew and had to do certain things.
这个教导就是说，如果你想要成为门徒的话，你一定要做一定的事情。
And the apostle Paul wouldn't stand for that, and so he entered into a dispute with these false teachers.
保罗不同意这样的教导，所以他就起来与他们争论。
And so what do we find in chapter 15 of Acts when Paul and Barnabas go up? Who do they meet with?
那保罗和巴拿巴走 到耶路撒冷以后，他们跟谁碰面呢？
We read that they meet with the apostles.
我们读到他和使徒碰面。
Peter, James, John.
保罗、雅各和约翰。
And they meet with the elders.
还有他和那些长老聚会。
So there we find the elders in the Jerusalem council.
所以在耶路撒冷会议中有长老。
We do not know how they were appointed.
我们不知道他们怎么样被任命。
How they came to be considered to be associated with the apostles.
不知道他们怎么和使徒连接起来。
But we know they were there.
我们知道，但是我们知道长老是在耶路撒冷大会中。
When we look,
我们在找。
When we look also at the life of the Apostle Paul.
如果我们看保罗的一生。
Wherever he went preaching the gospel, he formed churches.
不管他去哪里讲道。
And when he formed the churches, he left with the church a form of government.
他离开的时候，他都会就是在教会设立一定的一个群体。
In Acts chapter 14 and verse 23,
在使徒行传十四章二十三节
，we read that Paul and Barnabas they appointed elders in every church.
我们读到说，保罗和巴拿巴在各教会中选立了长老。
So wherever the Apostle Paul planted a church, he left elders behind.
所以不管保罗他在哪里讲道，他离开的时候都会设立长老。
Sometime later in writing to Titus, one of his work associates,
在提多书，就是他的一个就是一起工作、一起做工的弟兄。
Paul says this to Titus in Titus chapter 1 verse 5.
保罗在提多书一章五到第五节说
I left you in Crete that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city.
保罗对提多说我从前留你在格里底是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了又照我所吩咐你的在各城设立长老。
So we see it was the practice of the Apostle Paul to put elders to lead the church.
所以我们看到保罗在他的宣教行程中总是要设立长老。
Now, in writing to Timothy, First Timothy chapter 5, Paul gives us more instruction on the elders.
在提摩太前书一章，我们也看到就是长老要做的事情，更多具体的教导。
He in First Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, this is what he says.
提摩太前书五章十七节他说
Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
提摩太前书五章十七节那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
From this verse, we know that elders are those who rule.
从这段经我们知道长老就是管理的人。
Not so much as a king or a dictator.
并不是像一个国王一样。
But they rule almost like a judge in making a ruling to help people when they have conflict.
但他更像一个判断的人像一个法官来解决冲突。
So elders are those who rule.
所以长老是教导的人。
But then Paul refers to those here who labor in the word and doctrine.
他在这里说是要传道教导的人。
Now, who are these?
这些是什么人呢？
Who would be the ones laboring in word and doctrine? Now, this would be the pastors and the teachers.
谁是那些劳苦传道教导人的？那应该就是牧师和教师。
Those who labor in preaching the word and in teaching the word.
那些人劳苦传道教导人，然后那些人也要传讲神的话。
So we see that the elder is one who rules, but there were among the elders those whose special duty was in preaching and teaching the word of God.
所以长老是判断的，然后这些有其他的人是劳苦传道教导人的。
You see, God made a provision for His people.
所以上帝就是提供的一个神。
That they would be a blessing to the people.
这都是要祝福人的。
See, the pastor is really a shepherd.
牧师真的是一个牧羊人。
And the shepherds of the elders of ancient Israel were known as shepherds.
所以牧师Elders, the shepherds.
The shepherds of Israel were elders.
Okay, 长老就是以色列人中的牧羊人。
First Peter chapter 5, Peter writes this.
彼得前书第一章，彼得这样写道。
He's writing as an apostle.
他是作为一个使徒在写。
But listen to how he writes.
看他怎么说的。
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
彼得前书五章第一节，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
You know, the Roman Catholic Church has put Peter on a very high position.
我们知道罗马天主教会把彼得举得很高。
But you look at how Peter looks at himself.
但是你看彼得怎样看他自己呢？
He says, I'm an elder.
他说我就是一个长老。
I am a fellow elder with other elders.
我就是一群长老中的一位长老。
And then listen to how he writes to these elders. He says, verse 2, Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers.
看他第二节怎么说的，他说，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们。
So we see from this that the elder is also someone who oversees.
那我们知道长老也是要监督的人。
This word oversee, the English, it was, they translated as bishop.
Bishop.
Oversee, a bishop, you know, the.
在这个就是 oversee 这个词，就是监督这个词，在这个世界上被翻译成就是监督。
You know, the Roman Catholic Church has the bishops, and so does the Episcopal or the Anglican Church.
那个罗马天主教它有一个就是一个监管。
The Anglican Church, which is the church in England, has an archbishop.
在英国的教会也有一个这样的监督。
He is the bishop over all the other bishops.
他是所有监督中的总监。
And his home is in Canterbury in England.
他的大本营在英国的。
Canterbury.
就英国的一个地方。
And he's called the Archbishop of Canterbury.
他被称作这个总 I don't know.
But the head of the Church of England is really the Queen.
但是在英国的就是他的英国的领导人就是英国的
The monarch. Yeah, See, that's not God's plan for His people.
这并不是神给人的旨意。
The bishop is an overseer. That's what the word actually literally means. Somebody who looks over other people.
这就是就这个职位就是要监管所有人的一个职位。
Now I know when we are young, we don't like people looking over us.
我们年轻的时候，我们不喜欢别人监管我们。
We don't like someone looking over our shoulder, watching what we do.
我们不喜欢别人看着我们的背，然后监管我们在做什么。
But I think as we get older, we like somebody looking over us.
但是当我们变老的时候，我就喜欢别人来监管我们。
That is to keep us from getting into trouble, falling into the ditch.
所以就是监管的人就是让我们免受陷阱，然后不要跌倒。
And the elder was this overseer.The same, it's the same person. That was his job was to oversee.
所以长老他的工作就是监管。
So we've seen that the elder, his purpose, his role, his task is to watch over the people of God.
所以长老设定的目的就是为了监管神的仆人，神的群羊。
And the Apostle Paul tells us about this in Acts chapter 20.
在保罗在使徒行传二十章。
As he speaks to the elders in this last message to them, he says this.
他在给长老最后的信息中这样说。
Acts 20 verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock.
他说圣灵做你立你们做全群的监督。
The flock would be the people of God in the church.
那个群羊就是神教会中的群羊。
Among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
所以就是圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
Or to use the word, another word, bishops.
另外一个词就是监督。
To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
就是为了要牧养教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
The task of the elder is to shepherd.
所以长老的工作就是监管。
And Paul then goes on to say this. He says, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock."
保罗又说，我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Why do we need elders?
为什么我们需要长老呢？
We need elders to help along with the pastor to keep God's people safe from attack from outside.
我们需要长老来帮助牧师，来保护教会中的弟兄姐妹，就是群羊。
But Paul goes on.
然后保罗继续说。
He says,From among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
The history of the church is full of this.
整个教会的历史都是充满了这些事情。
It's from within the church that men rise up and teach.As Paul says, perverse things.
就是在教会的中间有人起来，然后教导悖谬的。
You remember the name of Jim Jones?
你们知道有一个 Jim Jones?
Jim Jones.
Jimmy
Jones. Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.、
He led a group of people down to South America, to a country of Guyana.
他带一群人到了南美。
He was going to build a community there in the jungle of he thought Christian community.
他要在雨林热带雨林里面建立一个就是一群说是基督徒的一个群体。
But Jim Jones was a false prophet.
但是这个人他其实是一个假先知假教师。
He wanted men to follow him.
他是让所有的人要跟随他。
He wasn't really getting men to follow Jesus.
他并不是要带人跟随耶稣。
And when things started to fall apart,
所以当事情开始有问题的时候
，He led all his followers to poison themselves to death.
当事情就是被发现的时候，他就让所有跟随他的人就吃毒品，就是服毒自杀。
Jim Jones came up from within the church.
这个人也是从教会内部起来。
So what is the task of the elder?
所以长老他的那个职务，他的工作是什么呢？
Is to oversee God's people to make sure that that does not happen to God's people.
他就是要监管神的教会，然后让这样的事情，避免这样的事情发生。
There's one other thing I'd like to say about the task of the elder. There are many things, that could be said, but there's one thing I would like to share with you.
另外一个长老要做的事情，我也想跟你们分享。
God has provided the elder, or the office of the elder, in order to bring His people blessing.
那神设立长老的目的，设立这个职分的目的，就是为了祝福神的神的子民。
What do you do when you are in difficulty?
当你遇到困难的时候，你要做什么呢？
What do you do when your health fails?
当你生病的时候，你要做什么呢？
Where do you go?
你要去哪里呢？
I'd like to read to you from James chapter 5.
我想给你们读雅各书第五章。
Verse 13, is anyone among you suffering?
那在雅各书第五章第十三节，如果你们中间有受苦的呢？
Let him pray.
他就该祷告。
Is anyone cheerful?
有喜乐的呢？
Let him sing psalms.
他就该歌颂。
Is anyone among you sick?
你们中间有病了的呢？
Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Let me ask, if you have no elders to call, who are you going to call when you are in need of help when you are sick?
当你有病的时候，你没有长老，你会去找谁呢？
Well, you call for your pastor.
你会找你的牧师。
But if your pastor has so many people calling on him, how is he going to listen to your cry for help?
如果你的牧师有很多人找他的话，他怎么有时间听你的呢？
You see, that's why God provided a group of men to help in leading the flock of God.
这就是为什么上帝要设立一群人，然后来带领神的群羊。
There are some people who don't believe this verse applies to us today.
很多人不相信这段经文所讲的。
But I want to tell you, it does.
但是我告诉你这是真的。
I wonder if you remember Pastor Fred Chang?
你们知道一个牧师 Fred
Chang?
John C. Y.
Fred Chang spoke in the missions conference here in the Chinese church many years ago.
很久以前，这个牧师来差传大会讲道。
I know because I came specially to hear him.
因为我也来，特别要听他讲道。
He was the one who taught me how to drive when I came to this country in 1964.
1964年我来这个国家的时候，这就是教我开车的那一位。
It was one Sunday morning after service, one of Pastor Chang's members, a lady.Came to him.
有一天教会结束了，有一位会友来到他的面前。
Said, Pastor, did you say that God can do anything?
你觉得上帝真的能做所有的事情吗？
So she was setting him up.
我们知道他在挑战他。
So he had to, you know, do what she wanted him to do.
他就因为这个会友想让他做他想让他做的事情。
So he said yes.
然后这个牧师就说是的。
Then she said, Pastor, my refrigerator is not working.
这位女教友就说，牧师我的冰箱坏了。
I don't have the money to get it fixed.
我没有钱来修这个冰箱。
Pastor, I'd like you to come pray for my refrigerator.
我想你到我的家为我的冰箱祷告。
He said, What could I do?
那个牧师说，那我做什么呢？
I said, God can do anything.
那我说上帝能做一切的事情。
Now he put me to the test.
现在他让我经受试炼。
So very reluctantly he said, "Okay, Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock, I will be at your house."
他很犹豫的对他说，星期二早上9点我会到你家。
And he is dreading what he's going to say, how he's going to pray. He really didn't want to go.
他真的是不知道要说什么，要祷告什么，他真的不想去。
So when he gets there, he wants to get over quickly.
当他去这个教友的家里面，他就很想离开。
He wanted to pray and get out.
他想祷告然后离开。
But the lady said, "No, no, 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 Pastor. First, we got to drink some tea."
但是这个教友就是说，不，我们要先要喝茶。
So he said, while they're drinking tea, he was more and more anxious.
这个牧师就说，为什么他要请我喝茶？他越
来越焦虑。What is he going to say? How is he going to pray?
他要说什么？又要祷告什么呢？
After they finished their tea, he stood up to pray.
然后他们喝完茶就开始祷告。
And she said, "No, no, 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 Pastor, we got to lay hands on the refrigerator."
这个教友说，不行，牧师，我们要把我们的手放在这个冰箱的上面。
So she leads him to the refrigerator.Puts his hands on the refrigerator and puts her hands on the refrigerator.
所以这个教友就把牧师带到冰箱前，把他的手放在了冰箱上，又把自己的手放在冰箱上。
And then she said, "Pastor, now you pray."
然后说，牧师，你现在可以祷告了。
And he said, "How could I pray? What do you think I said?"
这个牧师说，我怎么祷告呢？你觉得我说什么了？
He said, I didn't really believe God would do this sort of thing.
在那个时候我真的不相信上帝可以做这件事情。
This is how I prayed, he said.
那我是这样祷告的。
Lord,
神啊
Mr. So-and-so, her refrigerator is not working.
这是这个人他的冰箱坏了。
She believes you can make it work again.
她相信你会修好这个冰箱。
Lord, please answer her prayer according to her faith.
请回应她的祷告，根据她的信心来回应她的祷告。
Because he didn't have any faith.
因为在那个时候他真的也不相信。
And he said, you know what happened?
你知道发生什么了吗？
What do you think happened?
你们觉得发生什么了
？That refrigerator started working.
那个冰箱真的开始运作了。
Now, dear friend, if God will make a refrigerator work again to help a poor widow,
如果上帝可以让个冰箱运作起来啊，帮助这个穷的寡妇。
Do you not think that he will help us who have a sick body or a broken heart? Would he not help us?
那你觉得上帝会不会帮助我们生病的人、伤心的人呢？
But if we do not have elders on whom we can call, how are we going to experience God's provision for us?
如果我们并没有长老可以去寻找，那我们怎么样来接受神的提供呢？
And so I would like to challenge you.
我很愿意来挑战你们。
I would like to have you call on your pastor.
我愿意你们来打电话给你们的牧师。
When you are in deep need.
当你有需要的时候。
And give him so much work to do.
让他有很多的事来做。
That he has to get the help of other men of faith.
他一定要让其他有信心的人来帮助他。
You see, this is God's way of taking care of us all in His church.
这就是上帝然后让来照顾我们教会中所有人的一种方式。
If any among you are sick, let him call for the elders.
如果你们中间有生病的人，让他们来寻找长老。
One final word.
最后。
How are you?To esteem your elder.
最后你们怎么样来对待你们的长老呢？
First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
Paul says this, First Thessalonians 5 verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节保罗说
Since we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。
Who would these be who labor among you? These would be the elders.
谁是在你们中间劳苦的人呢？就是这些长老。
The pastor and those who are helping him in his work.
在那些帮助牧师的工作的人。
To esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake.
又因他们所做的功用爱心格外尊重他们。
Now the word esteem very highly or very highly, it's a very interesting word in the Greek.
格外尊重这个词在希腊文里是很特别的一个词。
Greek will put together prepositions. You know preposition?
Preposition?
Is that a part of speech, preposition?
什么？介词。希腊文里面它有很多的介词。
In this word, very highly, you see the word very, there are three prepositions put together.
在那个格外尊重这里面它用了三个介词。
Most of the time, two prepositions will be enough to show how important the action is.
一般用两个介词就能表明这个多重要了。
Yet, in this place, when Paul calls upon the church to recognize those who labor among them, he uses the word with three prepositions.
在这里， 保罗要说对那些做工的人要格外的尊重他们的时候，他用了三个介词。
There's a preposition for over.
它是每个地方都有这些介词。
There's a preposition for around.
在周围这个范围里面。
And there's a preposition for out.
然后从到外面去的一个介词。
How are we to esteem our shepherds, our elders?
我们怎样尊重我们的牧羊人和我们的长老呢？
So very highly that it encompasses all our mind.
Okay, 是那样的重要，那样的高，我们要在任何的一个方方面面都来尊重他们。
Why? It is for esteem them highly for their works.sake
是为了他们所做的工的目的。
You may not be able always to esteem an individual because we are flawed, we are sinful men and women. We are not perfect.
你很难完全的尊重一个人，因为我们都是有缺点的，我们不完美。
Your elders, your pastors will not be perfect men.
你的长老，你的牧师也不是完美的人。
But you can esteem them for the office, the work that they do.
如果你为了他们所做的工作和他们的职分来格外的尊重他们。
Just like to share a bit of a short story here.
我来分享一个小小的故事。
The person who really demonstrated this to me was my pastor.
在我的这个教会中是我的牧师。
At First Presbyterian Church.
第一浸信会吗？第一长老会。
In 1997,
1997年
，My father-in-law is very, very ill.
我的岳父非常的。
We came back to Colombia to close up our house.
Sick.
I came back. We came to Colombia to close up our house. We were in England, and then in Singapore, and then we came back to close up our house. We were going to move back to Singapore.
他们现在英国又到这里，然后他们想要回到新加坡，所以他们想要卖掉这边的房子，结束这一切，这边的一切。
My pastor knew that I was not going to be in Colombia in September.
我的牧师知道我在九月份的时候就不会在哥伦比亚了。
So one Sunday evening after church, he drew my wife and myself. He drew us aside.
有天周日结束，他就让我们到一边去。
He says, "There's something I have to tell you."
我一定要告诉你们一些事情。
He said, "I'm going to be resigning my position."
我要我不做这个教会的牧师了。
And I didn't want you to find out when you were gone.
我不想让你发现我不见了。
I wanted you to know before you left.
我想让你知道，就是在你走之前让你知道这件事。
I was serving as an elder at that time.
我那个时候我已经是这个教会的长老。
And I thought to myself, why would he do this to let me know?
我就在想，为什么他要让我知道这件事情。
And then I realized it was because he respected my office.
然后后来我就意识到，是因为他就是很尊重我这个职位。
That as an elder of the church, he, the pastor, was also, in a sense, in submission to me.
就是我作为一个教会的长老，他作为一个牧师，他也很尊重我这个职分。
As I would have been in submission to him and to the other elders.
那我就像我对他委身，我也像其他的长老委身一样。
You see, in the church,
我们看到在教会中
we are all to submit one to the other in love.
我们要用爱心彼此的委身。
When you see a church where everyone is working together in submission one to the other, it is a beautiful thing.
你们会看到在一个教会中，如果是互相的彼此服侍，然后彼此的委身，就是一件很美好的事情。
And so, as you look to the future,
所以当你们就是看向未来的时候
，as you consider what you are to do as far as the election of elders,
所以你们当选立长老的时候
I pray that God would bless the church and prosper the church.
请为教会祷告，来祝福这个教会。
As I said at the beginning,
就像我刚开始说的
，Good government is God's gift to the church.
一个好的管理机构是教会给，是神给教会的恩赐。
And God will bless where people are willing, and where people are willing to submit to the government God has placed, and to move forward together and build the kingdom.
当人们来尊重教会的这个这个管理机构和领导机构的时候，上帝就会祝福。
I pray God's blessing.
愿神祝福你们。
And all of you.
祝福所有的人。
Father, we want to thank you
that
you have not left us without a help.
As our
shepherd, you provide for us.
And you
protect us.
And
we thank you that you do that through your servants.
We
ask a blessing upon pastor of this church and his people.
请你来祝福这个教会的牧师和这个教会的会员。
For Jesus' sake.
为了主耶稣基督的名。